Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January the 9th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Clemson fans, Bob Iback is going to join us at 6:45 this morning, telling you about how you can get your football, your custom football with all of the national championship information on it, the panel football that we do every year now, seemingly. When we first did it with Bob, we were like, once in a lifetime deal. Now it was 4 consecutive years with him, including 2 national championship balls. We did the Deshaun Watson ball with him as well. So Bob will join us at 6:45 to tell you details of how you can get your latest national championship football through Clemson. Tony Morrell, 8:05. We moved him back today. He was kind enough to do that. Gamecocks have some shakeup in their staff and news of Brian Edwards coming back for his senior season. We'll let you know what that means. Maybe set up the latest in recruiting with the Gamecocks. Tigers arrived back home last night from another huge crowd. Getting ready for a huge crowd with the parade and the national championship celebration inside the stadium. Again, details of that. We'll give you some weather updates with that. Monday's game was the cable's most watched television program ever. We'll tell you details of what those ratings were during today's show. How about Tennessee is getting Jim Chaney, the offensive coordinator at the University of Georgia. We'll tell you details about that a little bit. Speaking of SEC football, Jerron Ealy, running back, coming to Clemson for an official visit this weekend. Decommitted from Ole Miss officially yesterday. I find that interesting. I have very interesting news as far as ESPN and CBS Sports way too early top 25 for next football season. Information about Sports Illustrated's covers for Clemson's national championships. We'll get to that. All the NFL coaching stuff, the Kingsbury stuff, all the head coaching things that went on. We'll get to that a little bit. Hey, speaking of college coaches, failed to mention this. 2 Michigan coaches leaving Michigan to go to Ohio State? That seems kind of crazy. Hey, DeAndre Francois is back at Florida State. He's not leaving Florida State. So we'll get into that a little bit. Top 25 college basketball action. We have a bunch of games from last night, including Duke, top-ranked Duke, going to Wake Forest and win 87-65. Third-ranked Tennessee going to Missouri and winning 87-63. Sixth-ranked Michigan State beating Purdue 77-59. Eighth-ranked Texas Tech over Oklahoma, ranked 23rd in the country, 66-59. 12th-ranked North Carolina went to 15th-ranked NC State last night, won by 8, 90-82. Gamecocks upset 14th-ranked Mississippi State. Gamecocks are 2-0 in the SEC. They won that one 87-82. 18th-ranked Kentucky down Texas A&M, 85-74. 19th-ranked Buffalo with a 110-80 win over Toledo. Iowa State lost last night 23 Cyclones to Baylor 73-60. And St. John's hadn't been ranked in three or four, I think it's 4 years. Lenovo ups up then 76-71. ACC action. Both the games were ranked last night. And SEC, any non-SEC? I never check the SEC in the mornings. Let me see. You had LSU beating Alabama 88-79. Clemson and Syracuse tonight. Looking forward to seeing that one. That should be awesome. Besides that, some DJ Uiagalelei news. We'll get to that in today's show. Some thoughts about mid-year enrollees that are already on campus at Clemson, South Carolina. And really, much feedback, much more feedback from you. I have the text line in front of me now. We'll get your texts from the last couple of days and today, and we'll get some Twitter stuff from you. And again, more of your phone calls. We're still reviewing Clemson's perfect 15-0 season and a national championship 44-16 victory over Alabama. But the thing I look forward to when my head gets off the pillow every single day, I think about segment two of Zach Orr, and I think about introducing the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world once again. He's back. But number one in your heart, never left that, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bo.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm great. Can I go ahead and just disappoint you right off the bat with two things?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
I don't mean to do it. But number one, I said if I can find a good sweatshirt.
Yeah.
At the stadium afterwards, they had these trailers. Actually, only one trailer. Mm-hmm. The line was about a 30-minute line to get stuff. People were taking their time getting in, all this kind of stuff. So I asked the lady at the side of it. I said, all this going to be online? Yeah, Fanatics online. So pick you out a sweatshirt and I'll get you a sweatshirt.
No, I just wanted one if you could grab one there so I could have it earlier. It wasn't needing you to buy it.
Pick you one online, I'll get you one online. Or Tiger Sports Shop. I owe you that. We're going to do that.
No.
Two, Meredith might have to go out of town this weekend. If we do something, we might do a little less than we did last time.
Oh, boy.
Still don't know. We'll probably still do something.
Complacency setting in for national titles already.
No, not happening. But, look, you don't want my hash brown casserole, and you don't want my breakfast, so we might do mimosas and donuts or something. We'll see. Besides that, I hope that wasn't letting you down too bad.
No, I'm all right.
How are you?
Fine. You know what? Very, very, very fine. Yeah. Excited to be here again this morning. Yesterday was a good and an enjoyable show, one that you always remember doing, right? Day after a national championship, national championship victory, and it was fun. Today is another day, turning the page and kind of preparing for the parade this weekend. Still going to talk about the game, I imagine, and have all that kind of fun. So it's a good day to be here.
You want the good news or the bad news about the parade?
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way.
The bad news: it's going to rain on Saturday.
Ugh.
And going to be cold. The good news is, hey, you know what? The good news is it's not going to rain until after the parade. So that's great.
When everybody's inside for the basketball game.
Right. Cloudy skies. I don't have the hour by hour yet. Low of 33 on Friday night, though. High of only 42. That's okay. We make jackets and blankets. It's going to rain Saturday, they say now. An 80% chance, but that's periods of rain later in the day. So we'll be all out of there. It won't rain on the parade. It won't rain on the stadium celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It will rain later in the day. So make your plans coming in. Do you remember how many were there the last time? Or what they said, how many were there the last time?
No, I don't.
I don't either. My guess was...
It's tens of thousands.
60,000, 70,000. There's a lot of people on the field. It's hard to count. There were a few thousand people on the field, so it's hard to count that. We'll have that many this time around. Clemson, you know, always believe in Clemson fans. The other part of it is last night. Now, I did not go. As soon as I got home, my wife said, hey, you want to go up there? I was like, I don't know, but I've been up for over 40 straight hours. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of looking at this curling up on that bed, man. So I didn't go, but I saw pictures last night, and it looked like a huge crowd welcomed the Tigers back home. Did you hear? You weren't up, were you? You didn't go over there.
No, I was not up. or actually, I was up at the tail end of it, and our tail beginning of it, and right. It was my bedtime routine, if you will. Yeah. I was already tucked in by the time they got out there.
You already had your facial products on?
Yeah, facial products on.
You already done your nails?
Had my curlers in.
Right, we had
everything all lined away.
What did you do yesterday? Did you rest? You needed some rest, man. You were up, you had an hour and a half of sleep or 2 hours.
You're familiar with Murphy's Law, right?
Yes.
Yeah, everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Mr. Murphy, by the way.
No, he's not a nice person. And, you know, I get home after this show yesterday morning, and I'm exhausted, much as the same as you were. And I crawl upstairs. I get under the covers. My head hits the pillow. And as these things happen, outside a mower fires up, and the landscaping crew for our apartment complex comes 4 hours earlier than they usually do.
What time?
They usually come in the afternoon, and they came at like 9:35. It was brutal because they were there for the entire part of my nap, and it was not good.
You know what, though? It wouldn't have mattered.
It did, because their leaf blowing, and they blow off the patio right there, and their it was loud. Couldn't sleep very well. So I slept heavily last night, thankfully.
Good. Glad to hear it. I'm going to get... I'm gonna do some nap day. I have not watched the replay yet. Hadn't had a chance.
Did you sleep on the way home or celebrate?
No,
home?
Celebrated. Yeah. We had a great trip home. Man. I went with the greatest guys. I went Russ Crowe from Progressive Packaging, great friend of mine, flew us out, and that was awesome. But I went with some really, really good guys. There's video on ESPN now. The guys getting off the bus. Looks like a huge crowd there. Dabo entertaining everybody, which is really cool. And he's speaking now. I didn't see. We got to see the video of all this stuff. Just really, really good guys, man. Now, I will tell you this. At the airport where we, our little staging area that we went through, Eldon Campbell spoke with Eldon. I had classes with him back in those days. He didn't remember me or anything. We talked a long time. Eldon's doing great. He's living in L.A. He's doing great. But it's pretty, you know, 7-footer walks in, 6'11 guy walks in. He goes, oh, my God, that's Eldon Campbell. All right. And then Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins and Carlos Watkins and Deshaun Williams and all came through. They were flying by, and so it was nice to see those guys. They were very, very nice taking pictures. I never asked anybody for pictures, but asked Deshaun, and he was kind enough to do that. That was nice. Rodney Williams and his family. I keep reminding people. Rodney told us on Friday, 17-point win, and I said why? And he goes number 16 in depth. And I said, well, how good is he? He goes, best I've ever seen. So I'll tweet that little that text out from Friday. We'll do that at some point in time, too. But no, great trip back and a safe trip back. But it was just nice to get back home and see my wife and my mother in tow or baby in tow and see the dog and all that kind of stuff. Nice to get back home, you know? No place like home, man.
No place like home.
You know, it's great. I mean, look, I will admit to you this. That's the first time I've been out there. Northern California's beautiful.
You enjoy it. Well, it probably is a little bit better when you come back with a win, right?
Yeah. Oh. Now, my college roommate tells me this. And I hadn't talked to him yet. I got to call him. For the next foreseeable future, every day the sunshine. You know, like it's going to rain on Saturday. No. Still sunshine, man. It's a little bit nicer. The weather's nicer. My waistline looks a little skinnier today, you know? I was going to tell you something else, though. Doggone it. I lost my train of concentration. Oh. What's Northern California?
Train of concentration.
Train of thought. Northern California was nicer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Now, again, we were in a nice area out there in Santa Clara. I didn't get to San Francisco. I know you got some bad places there, too, but some good places. But what's really nice is we get to come home here, you know? And I talk about it with Mary all the time, like, boy, oh, boy. We get to go to some unbelievable places with some unbelievable people, and it's nice, but there's nothing like getting back home and getting with her and my dog and my son here soon, Clemson, you know? We're lucky to get to come home here. So that was nice. My nieces and nephew and sister and brother-in-law, they went to the Warriors game last night.
They're still out there?
Yeah, they come back today.
Goodness gracious.
They wanted to still do some sightseeing, all that kind of stuff.
Isn't school back in session?
Yeah, but school's small.
My goodness.
They're learning more out there than they learn in school.
I'm just worried about their education at this point.
I wouldn't. We hadn't worried about education in my family so far, so I don't know why we're starting now. We're good with all that. So you got caught up a little bit. You get to, here's what I want to know. I want to know from fans that went last night. And yeah. I still want to know fans that went out west. I want to hear your stories today.
Would love to hear that.
We have some Dabo
audio from last night if you'd like to hear that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. But that's why you're the best.
So we'll play that in the next segment.
Oh, that's going to be segment two?
Yeah, you might
still
as well have
some,
that.
Still some Clemson football for segment two?
Have that and hear from some people that maybe went last night. That would be lovely if you could get in the text line or you could call in this morning. I'd love to hear from you.
I had someone, we spent some time with a really cool lady. She's the flight attendant for Clemson's road game. She works with Delta and on her charters. She flies all kinds of teams all over the country. And she said Clemson is the nicest team that she deals with. She was decked out on Clemson gear and she has a Clemson pin. And she says the reason Clemson wins football games on the road when she goes with them is she has this Tiger Paw pin that somebody gave her. Maybe Kathleen, somebody gave her. And she rubs it, says the Lord's Prayer before every big play. Jeez. But she says, look, those guys are awesome. And she said that Christian and all those guys, well, exactly what you would think. Treat her better than any other teams or any other coaches treat her. She did not have some nice things to say about a couple of people, but that's okay.
Is that right?
It's okay. But she really liked it. That was great. Great seeing all that stuff.
Football's a quick game. That's a long prayer. You gotta get it out quickly there.
Yep. But she was very entertaining to see all that stuff. A lot to do, man. Have you seen these way too early top 25 teams?
No, I'm still basking in the glow of the 2018-19 season.
Well, the USA Today coaches poll came out. Clemson obviously number one in it. I'll give that to you later for this year. But ESPN and CBS Sports have out their way too early top 25 list. We'll do that in this hour. Oh, by the way, it's really good news for Clemson, as you probably would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with Mr. Orr 24 and segment number two and let you hear from Dabo Swinney last night when he got home and spoke to the crowd. We had a texter, Jeff and Anderson, said crowd was great last night. President Clements, D-Rad, Dabo, and several players addressed the crowd for about 15 minutes. The buses pulled in. I would guess a couple of thousand people were there. And that gives me chills thinking about on a Tuesday night with very little sleep, people cram in their cars and go down and see these guys just for 15 minutes to get to see them. So that was great. And you'll get to see them Saturday, no doubt about that. Hey, Canteen Foundation Specialist, their foundation repair company here in the state of South Carolina, providing residential foundation repair services for bowing foundation walls, for foundation settlement, for tilting chimneys and sticking doors and windows and tilting or leaning walls. They repair quality products. They repair with quality products. They have proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. You can get a free quote today. If you have any foundation issues, jammed doors, windows, sloping floors, cracks in concrete anywhere, it's CanteyCanFixIt.com. 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 When we come back, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, segment two right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You know who didn't mess around Monday? Clemson. Hey, Valentine's Day is the next one. The next big deal. Valentine's Day, it'll be here before you know it. Reed's Jewelers, R-E-E-D-S.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. They have something special for him or her. Hey, guys, you're looking for that great gift. You know, an engagement ring you've been waiting to put on. You know, maybe they can take care of that. Maybe just her. A set of pearls, maybe some nice earrings, maybe a nice charm. Ladies, you looking for your man? Nothing better than that precision Swiss-made watch. I have me one from Reed's Jewelers. In fact, Wally Odom and his staff have been doing such a great job. They've been recognized the last year for the top-performing store in the entire country. Take it from me. I am a customer, and they are friends, and I am a customer. No matter what time of year it is, especially here during Valentine's, Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, reeds.com. Reed's Jewelers, segment two of Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, let's listen a little bit to what Coach Sweeney had to say last night upon the team's return from California. They got into GSP and drove on down and were met by, well, from all estimates, is a couple thousand of people out there at the Reeves Center and outside the West End Zone and just scattered across campus as they chased them into campus. This video is courtesy of WLTX News 19, and we are pleased to share with you this morning.
Thank you. How about them Tigers? Hey, sorry that we're getting back late, but we did see some of the video of all the downtown festivities and all that stuff, and I just hope that y'all enjoyed every second of the opportunity to watch the game and be a part of it here on campus. But I'm going to tell you what, our team, we left here with a very clear vision of what we wanted the game to look like, and these guys made it happen. It was an incredible moment, something we'll never forget, but it was not only that we won, it was how we won. And what I want all of y'all to know is, yes, we won the national championship, all right? But we also had the most graduates on our team of any team in all the bowls. We had more graduates. We set our team record. We had 66 guys make a 3.0 or better this fall. We had the highest academic award, student athlete academic award that you can have in college football, the Campbell Trophy, go to our very own Christian Wilkins this year. We won the AFCA Academic First Place Academic Award given out by the Football Coaches Association. We were number one in that. So best is the standard in everything that we do. All right? And so I'm so happy and humbled that y'all all came out here tonight. Hey, listen, it's a long way out there. It's probably some of y'all from California. So it's a long way. But I am so appreciative of this spirit. This is what makes Clemson special, the spirit of our fans, our students, this university, this town. And so just thank you for coming out and just thank you. We love you. But I'm going to say this. We're going to celebrate this week the right way. We're going to honor these seniors. We're going to have a parade on Saturday. I hope everybody will come out. I hope we fill that stadium up. Because there's national champions. Those trophies, somebody gets it every year. But there's only one team ever to be 15-0, and that's this bunch right here. And the next thing I want to say, and I'm going to let one of these guys speak, but our staff, where's Brent Venables? Where's Brent Venables? How about that plan that defense put together? Unbelievable. Hey, the number one scoring defense in college football, 130 teams. We just held Alabama to 16 points. And hey, Todd Bates and Mickey Kahn and Mike Reed, hey, all of Lemansky Hall, our support staff on the defense, they do it. It's unbelievable, the staff that we have. And then on that offensive side, oh, by the way, we scored more points this year than any team in the history of Clemson. So let's give a shout out to Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott. What the hell? Jeff and Tony out here, they got young kids. They're probably in their lockdown. Danny Pierman, Robbie Caldwell, hey, Brandon Streeter. You know, he did a pretty good job with Trevor Lawrence this year, I think. Our offensive support staff, second to none. It's amazing. But how about this? Our offensive line. Zero sacks. Zero. None. So, hey, it's a team effort. It's everybody doing their part. But it's a special moment. We're going to celebrate Saturday at the parade, senior Sunday night, or Saturday night at the banquet. I'm going to go ahead. Let's go, Christian. You know you're coming up here. All right? This guy right here represents everything great about college football. I want everybody to know, he graduated with his undergrad and a master's degree in 3.5 years. He never made below a 3.0 in any semester in his entire undergrad and graduate. I want y'all to know that. He's not just a great football player, all right? He's a special human being, and he's what's great about college football, and he's been an unbelievable leader. So put your hands together, Christian Wilkins.
Mickey, thoughts on Dabo Swinney's return and the team's return to Clemson last night?
Well, first of all, we are going to play other, Christian and other people throughout the show.
Sure.
Okay, good, because I know people want to hear that too rather than us. But we'll break it up and do that. Again, 6:45, Bob Ibach's going to call in about how you can get those national championship footballs, which is going to be great. Just great. I wish I could have been there now. I've seen all that. Can't wait to watch the video of it. But how about the crowd, man? And then I've now seen pictures of the crowds, more pictures of the crowds. And that's just amazing as people come out at that time of night for a little short view of those guys. And can't wait for Saturday. It's just going to be just an emotional day and just a great day coming up on Saturday. Your thoughts on what you heard?
Yeah, it was definitely well-received last night. It was exciting crowd last night. Dabo, of course, He's made for those moments, isn't he? He's made for the spur moment, spur of the moment comments. He's made for the relatable content, the ability to talk to you as if he's known you his entire life, and he's obviously very excited and proud of what his team did this season, and rightfully so. The first 15-0 college football playoff team ever, and it's just, it's truly special, and it's going to be celebrated here for a very, very long time, and it was nice to see it well received last night.
I was not too emotional yesterday doing the show because I was so tired. I'm getting emotional today. And I'm just memories of 16 and what we did and just finding us out now as Kelly Grammett sent this to us at 9:22, which you and I were sound asleep by then. We were going to re-air the radio broadcast of the national championship game Saturday at 8:30 and then at 4. The one at 8:30 is you come into town for the parade and you come into town for the stadium celebration. That goes at 8:30 up until 11:30, and we will have the men's pregame basketball show on at 11:30 and the game on tip-off at noon. And then after the game's over, we'll replay the national championship for those that are going home. So, you know, that's pretty doggone cool. I remember the last time we did this, and I forgot where I was. I was somewhere in Clemson, but we came down to the Deshaun Watson to Hunter Renfrow throw, and I was driving, but I pulled over because I hadn't heard the call yet when we did it that first Saturday or whatever we did that then. But I pulled the car over into some parking lot somewhere and maybe the last drive. Just listen to the last drive again. For really listen to the last drive for the first time. So just you know, pretty doggone cool. We're going to do that again. I appreciate Kelly and all you guys and Lee and Zach and all you guys, you and John, what y'all do for those game day broadcasts. So that's going to be awesome coming up Saturday, 8:30 and 4 o'clock. So good we're going to play it twice this year on the same day. But that's a cool broadcast day, though. And hopefully the basketball team will do really well against a highly ranked Virginia squad. Now, later we'll hear from maybe Clements and Radakovich and Christian Wilkins, Hunter Renfrow maybe.
We'll probably hear from Christian and Hunter Renfrow. Clements doesn't speak for too terribly long, okay. And neither does Radakovich. Kind of just introduces Dabo. So it's up to you.
Oh, very cool.
This is the Mickey Pilar Show, of course.
You still have about about 4 minutes of segment.
I mean, this is what I have for you this morning. We're going to bask in the glow of this. what I wanted from the people out there, and ultimately they've let me down so far, is to hear from people that went last night and experience this in person. We've had a couple of texts this morning. I see that you've reached out to a couple of our old friends on the text line this morning.
Yes.
So that's good. Yes. But yeah, we would just like to hear from you, hear from the fans that were there on the ground, boots on the ground last night, because we were tucking tail and sleeping at this point in time yesterday evening.
We have. I saved a couple of numbers.
Yeah, come on.
On our text line. And one is from Gary from Greensboro. And I just checked on him saying, Gary Bear, you okay, buddy? Just checking on him, man, making sure you're okay. He's not texted back in. Another one I didn't recognize, but I just saved after he wrote some very derogatory comments about how Alabama's going to destroy Clemson. And I said, man, you okay? Just checking on him. He goes, well, for my first trick, I'll disappear until spring ball. He goes, well, it looks now, Clem sucks. Because may never lose again.
Did he say lose?
No, he said loose. Clemson may never loose again. So he might never loose coming out of that. I can't talk about typos on text, so I can't make fun of somebody with that. I would expect, first of all, I'm going back to the audio stuff. I think that's cool that Dabo takes an awful lot of pride in that academic stuff as well. As you know, some fans don't care about it. I do. On our way home last night, or yesterday afternoon from the trip, several guys on the flight were talking about how important it is for them to win the way that Clemson is winning. One being it's fun. Mm-hmm. And we danced in the locker rooms and it's BYOG and it's the Roy bus. And I mean, it's a fun way of doing it. Our style of football is fun. Brent Venables' defense is fun to watch. Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott's offense is fun to watch. Our players, it's fun to watch Trevor throw it to Justin and T and all those guys. It's an ETN running. That's fun. But also in representing the way that they do off the field. And that means, does mean in the classroom. It is very, very important for a lot of people that happens that way. So we'll see. For some people, it doesn't. But for a lot of people, it certainly is the case. I had a texter want to know about details for the parade coming up. They released these yesterday. You can go to tigernet.com to find out, or clemsontigers.com. The parade route, the parade will start at 9 o'clock in Clemson. It will start downtown near College Avenue and Keith Street, and it will wind down into the stadium down through Fort Hill Street, and you will go down where the parade will include players and coaches and administrators, invited guests and Tiger Band and cheerleaders and Rally Cats and mascots, so much more. The Memorial Stadium will open at 7 a.m. They're going to be playing highlights of the championship game up until the parade starts at 9. The parade will be on live on the video boards beginning at 9, and the celebration inside the stadium will begin at 10:30, and it will include players, coaches, and special guests, and then they'll get ready to release you and go over to the Virginia basketball game. Now, the city of Clemson, this is new for me, Zach. The city of Clemson put this out since our show ended yesterday. The parade honoring the Tigers is planned. 9 o'clock, as you know. Starts at 93, turns left on Highway 93 in front of Bowman Field. The route will take through Calhoun Drive, right through Fort Hill Street, end up West End Zone. blah, blah, blah. What's that? What do you know?
Gary answered.
Oh, he did? I can't wait. Oh, no. Let me see what he said. See what old Gary Bear had to say about all this. Is it good?
It's long. Continue the parade route. Yeah, continue the parade route. You can read it at break.
Anyway, ends at the stadium. That was the city. I thought it might be something new. It really wasn't anything new from the city. But you can go to ClemsonTigers.com or TigerNet.com to figure that out. And then you're getting parade and national championship celebration. Cold, but, you know, I keep giving my college roommate credit for this. It's not going to be cold, Zach Orr. Right now in Clemson, 40 degrees on Saturday feels like sunny and 80, buddy. On those rainy days that we've had have you noticed it hadn't rained since Clemson won the national championship? Did you notice that we could have built an ark in here the 40 nights beforehand? Clemson wins the national championship, hadn't rained since? Man, have you noticed that, like, your cubicle at work seems bigger? your frozen pizza tasted like gourmet pizza last night. Things are just better, man. So, weather's going to be awesome for Saturday. Can't wait. Really looking forward to that. You know, the thing about you is segment two with you, you're so giving. We didn't hear from you.
We just wanted to hear from Dabo, hear from the host of the Mickey Piler Show, and kind of give it back to the people this morning, and that we did.
Mm. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I have not talked to, actually, I think Russell sent me a text. I have so many texts. You know, I keep my text I cancel out all texts after I answer them back. I've got 400 texts to get to.
You delete your text messages?
Yeah, delete them. After I answer back, I delete them. I like a clear text message. I keep my wife's and that's it. My wife just got on me on my stuff here. She said, did you just compare Dabo to Noah and the Natty to the Ark? I'm disturbed. No, Mayor. What I mean is that before we got here, it rained like crazy. And now we won the national championship. It hadn't rained, and it's beautiful. And I wore my big jacket today, Zach, but it was like 80 degrees outside. The temperature on my car said 38 degrees. But to me, it just felt like 80. It just feels like everything's better. Had a bowl of cereal when I got home last night. It tastes like a filet mignon and a lobster tail. I love it, man. I love how life feels right now. But Russell, I hadn't talked to Russell yet. Russell Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Well, I'm going to get with him this week. We're going to talk about those refunds and how you can get your advances on your refund. It is disturbing to know that some people try to fraud the United States government with identity fraud and steal your identity. With that being the case, they try to steal your refund check. And so the IRS is extremely careful now in issuing those refund checks. But you can get advances on it through your provider and those that prepare the taxes for you. And that number has gone up. I don't really give all the exact details of it because I don't have everything, but I know it's gone up significantly. If you get in line, first in line right now at the Patterson Tax Service, or call them and ask about that, they can give you more details of that refund and how that advance works. No one does your taxes like this. These are awesome people. I've done mine forever with them. No one files more electronic taxes in the state of South Carolina than the Patterson Tax Service. So let Donnie and Russell and all the great folks take care of you. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Wherever you can hear my voice, any state in the country, 859-8289. 8-9. When we come back, Bob Iback's going to join us. We're going to give you details of how you can get your national championship football in this case and the panel footballs, and then take some phone calls, texts, and tweets right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
He cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him at second, at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 800-233-1382, 800-233-1382. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-233-1382, 800-233-1382.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Northland Communication, they've got the best when it comes to your high-speed internet. Right now, you can save $400 off the full rate when you sign up for the best offer of the year of only $49.99 for 100 megs. The internet speed, that's $10 less per month than the previous promo. Some great promos always going on over there right now to find out how you can get over 1 gig of, how they can provide 1 gig of fiber solutions. Get in touch with them. The easiest way I can tell you to find out about all their specials is getnorthland.com. Getnorthland.com. They'd love to help you out with some high-speed internet, which is more important than ever because you want to watch videos of Clemson's football team getting back into town and videos of all the Zach, have you seen the Clemson football vlog and all that kind of stuff? You got to get Northland. Get that. It's getnorthland.com. It has become a tradition here on the show. Bob Ibeck comes on every year and tells us about a great cause and how you can get a great product. Good morning, Bob. When we first started talking to you 4 years ago, I said, man, it's great to talk to you. I didn't know this would be a yearly event for us.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think the level of play in college football has moved down to Clemson from Alabama. Everybody is talking about Clemson football these days, and you know, going into the game, Mickey, I told my friends, I said, you know, Clemson's going to win this game. I just didn't see 44-16 coming, and that game could have been 60 points if Dabo didn't take his foot off the pedal.
Yeah, yeah, we welcome that college football epicenter arriving here in Clemson, yeah, it was a brilliant night, a great night, and I know people are, and I don't know, shocked Clemson won like you said, but shocked at the way that the game turned out, no doubt. We got some great products for great calls.
I agree
right?
with you. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, we got a great products for great calls, right?
We sure do. Once again, we're working with Extra Yard for Teachers, and we've all had Mickey, as you know, school teachers in our life who've impacted our life, whether it be in our personal life or whether it be in our business life. And this is a tribute to them. We've raised, gosh, in the last 4 or 5 years, we're up to over $2.4 million that we've raised and for charity. And these Wilson footballs that we're doing for the championship to salute the Clemson Tigers, that as we did 2 years ago when they won the national championship for the second time, now this is the third one on there. This is something very historic. It even makes it different because, as everybody knows, 15-0 has never been done before in the modern era. And it's just anytime you do something for the first time in a piece of sports memorabilia, it makes it even more valuable. So in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how folks listening in this morning can get these footballs. They're full-size. They're $99. And what you'll get on a couple of the white panels we've got, one section, obviously, right in the top, it says National Champions. We have the official college football playoff logo on there, the Clemson logo, the orange tiger paw on there really pops out nice. We have the ACC title logo and the big Cotton Bowl victory against Notre Dame. That logo is on here. So it's really chock full of really cool logos that pop out at you. We also have a section on there, game by game, throughout the entire season, the final score, the opponent, and the date. So years from now, if you want to go back through memory lane and figure out exactly how they got out to the West Coast and beat Alabama 44-16, you'll see all that played out on that one panel. It's really, really nice. Everything is embossed on here. You'll get a numbered certificate of authenticity. And again, it's helping out Extra Yard for Teachers. So you're getting the benefit of also knowing that you're helping out a bunch of great school teachers throughout South Carolina. So these are $99. There's two ways you can get this. And I do urge people to do it sooner than later because 2 years ago we sold these out completely and we had people calling us up and say, gosh, how do I get that Clemson football? Well, they were gone. 5,000 goes pretty fast. So the number is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. $99 will snag you the Clemson officially licensed college football championship football. It really is beautiful. You can go to the website to see it. If you can't get through the phone lines, because I know they'll be busy, you can also order it on the website. And that site is nicosports.com, and it's spelled nicosports.com. So go to the website. Call a toll-free number, 1-800-345-2868. Get yourself a nice football. Get a couple of them because I know over the years, we've done some charity work. My daughter is paralyzed below the waist from a car accident several years ago. We've done some fundraisers for Kelsey, and I've used some of these footballs for silent auction items, and they really, really present really nice.
Well, I'm looking at them right now for the first time. NIKCO, it looks awesome. Order them now. I know. I was rearranging our house the other day, and my wife maybe make room for them. So I said, you know what? No better place than right there at our front door when the first thing you walk in to see now all the championship footballs. And, you know, a lot of people talk the talk, but walk in the walk, because I know the what they do with the college football playoffs and the teachers and honoring those teachers. It's a really great cause, too. So you're getting something, but you're also supporting.
You're so right, Mickey. You're so right. We have some cool school teachers in my family, and, you know, I've seen – on so many occasions, they dip into their own pockets, you know, to go ahead and help out youngsters where they can get supplies for school and things like that. So this will put some monies back in with school teachers and get some recognition for them, and also get some further educational things. So it's really a win-win situation, and I do encourage people to consider, not only are you going to get a great Clemson championship football, but you're going to help school teachers, and it does help out school teachers just in South Carolina on this promotion.
800-345-2866, NICOSports.com, NIKCO, NICOSports.com. Bob, I know you'll be on the several of our shows the next couple of days, and I know for our hour number two crowd, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Absolutely. I look forward to it, Mickey. You have a wonderful day, and I'm glad to hear that your weather, there's no more rain down there again.
No, it never rains, man. 80 degrees and sunny, and hot dogs taste like steaks and lobster tails right now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, savor it. I spent many years with the Chicago Cubs searching for that elusive World Series ring. I wasn't winning when they won in 2016. And those moments, you know, you want to savor them, because you never know when they're going to come again. So I hope everybody enjoys it. And I certainly want to salute all your audience for helping us out over the years, helping us raise that money, and your station as well.
Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you Friday. Have a great couple of days. We'll talk to you on Friday, buddy.
Okay, Mickey. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye back. 800-345-2868. Go look at them online now. NICOSports.com, NICOSports.com. A couple of things about the top 25. I haven't done this yet. Everybody wants this before they get to 7 o'clock hour. And let me give you CBS Sports' first. CBS Sports, way too early, top 25. For next year. Number 25, Northwestern. 24, Virginia Tech back. I believe that. I think they had a rough year this year. They had a bunch of graduation stuff. Minnesota, 23. Army, 22. I love seeing Army. On brave old Army team. Washington State, 21. Iowa, 20. Iowa State, 19. Matt Campbell's a great football coach. Nebraska, 18. Wisconsin, 17. Central Florida, 16. Utah, 15. Washington's, 14. Texas A&M, 13. Coming to Death Valley, week two. Penn State, 12. Texas, 11. Michigan, 10. Notre Dame, 9. Florida, 8. Oregon, 7. Ohio State, 6. Oklahoma is 5. LSU is 4. Georgia, 3. Alabama, 2. Clemson, 1. It says for Clemson, there's a reason Kelly Bryant was expendable. Theoretically, Trevor Lawrence gets two more shots at Alabama. That's how far the top two have separated themselves. Mr. R24, the way too early top 25 list from ESPN. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Give me little reactions on all these when I call it out. Number 25, Army.
Wow.
Oh, brave old Army team. Wow. I love seeing Army pre-ranked. I mean, ranked in the preseason poll. 11-2 last year.
Wow.
Scott Frost, number 24, back in the polls.
Oh, boy. Nebraska.
Auburn, 23 after 8-5 season, 3-5 in the SEC.
Is that right?
Man, I thought it'd be top 10, 3-5 in the SEC. Missouri, number 22.
Kelly Bryant. Hey, hello.
Kelly B. Pew. Wisconsin, number 21. Boy, they've fallen. Matt Campbell, Iowa State, 20. Northwestern, 19. ESPN, boy, too early, top 25.
Just declared her for the draft.
Yeah.
That's a big loss for them.
Yeah. Every junior's going at every program. No juniors are staying, except for Brian Edwards, South Carolina. Utah is number 18. Utah. Penn State dropping all the way down, number 17 preseason.
McSorley's gone.
Washington, 16. Syracuse, 15. Tigers have to go to Syracuse next year.
They play Syracuse tonight in basketball.
Yeah. Same building.
8 o'clock.
Central Florida, 14. Washington State, 13. Oregon 12.
12.
Who finished runner-up in the DJ Uiagalelei sweepstakes?
Whoa.
Michigan 11. LSU 10. Michigan lost two coaches to Ohio State. LSU 10. Texas A&M, preseason top 10, number 9, coming to Death Valley.
Mm.
Texas 8. Florida 7. Oklahoma 6. Notre Dame 5. Ohio State 4. Georgia 3.
Georgia?
Alabama 2. Clemson 1.
Georgia.
The outlook, it says, 8 returning stars on offense, 8 on defense. Special teams gets juniors might leave out of that, though. Outlook, quickly. Clemson throttled Alabama Monday night, proving a 2-1 against the Tide in national championship games. And Tigers, again, looks like the Tide's nemesis in 2019. The Tigers will probably have to replace 4 starters on their defensive line. Farrell Lawrence turning pro, 2 juniors. Look for Niles Pinckney, Justin Foster, Xavier Thomas to emerge as replacements this spring. Clemson will have 2 Heisman candidates next year. Lawrence and tailback Travis Etienne leading the way for the offense. The Tigers have to replace 2 starters on the offensive line, but Lawrence looks even better in his second season. The Tigers broke single-game school records for scoring and total offense this past season. They host A&M and play at South Carolina non-conference games. The Tigers will be overwhelming favorites for the 5th consecutive ACC crown.
Give me 3 Heisman contenders next year.
T?
No.
Justin?
Mm.
Man. Just dividing the votes, man.
Divide them up.
Dividing the votes.
Spread the love.
We are replaying the national championship game 8:30 on Saturday morning, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, not now.
No, Saturday. Later in this show, we'll let you hear from Christian Wilkins, from Hunter Renfro, and from other dignitaries that were at the event last night. I'd also love to hear from you.